First John chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1. The phrase, my little children, is found 8 times in 1 John. We have sin in our flesh, but we don't have to sin. Even though the devil is here, we can refuse to sin. If we do sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ. Christ had no sin in him, so he is our lawyer. His Father says, what is it, son? What do you want? He has power with his Father. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. 1 John 2, verses 2 and 3. He atoned for the sin against the Father. We can tell anyone, no matter what place he is in, that his sins have been atoned for by one who is able to do it. We can say, the Lord has undertaken for you. He has tasted death for every man. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2, verse 4. This does not refer to the Ten Commandments. This means keeping the Word of God. But whoso keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. 1 John 2, verse 5. Here we see the word is the commandment. We can keep his word in our heart and speak it out. When the enemy tempts us, or people annoy or hurt us, a scripture may come to our mind and we know we are keeping the word. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. 1 John 2, verses 6 and 7. If we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, shouldn't we walk like him? Sure we should, and we can. I say again, a new man was on the scene. There had never been a perfect, holy man until Christ came on the scene, and he introduced a new creation who can live right, talk right, walk right, be right, in right and out right. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. 1 John 2, verse 8. We are joined unto the Lord, and we are walking in the light. He that saith he is in the light, and hateth his brother, is in darkness even until now. 1 John 2, 9. No man hates his brother who is born of God. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. 1 John 2, verse 10. We don't stumble in the light. If we walk in darkness, we stumble both naturally and spiritually. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. 1 John 2, verse 11. The nations are trying to join together as a brotherhood, but how can they when they do not love each other? The real brotherhood is the Church of Christ, who love one another and are seeking the good of others. He that loves his brother walks in the light and knows where he is going, because the light opens his eyes. Walk in the light. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let us heed all the truth we have heard. 'Tis the goodness of God that has come to abide and reveal wondrous things through the Word. To the world we must say one goodbye, to the flesh and all sin one nay, nay. 'Neath the shade of the wings of the Christ we will hide, and to him shout an eternal yea. We will suffer reproach and all loss. Dearest friends will reject us and scorn. Yes, our heart will be wrung with deep anguish and grief, and in sore disappointment we will mourn. But the Lord will speak peace through his word. Ample strength will he give us to stand, and the arm of Jehovah will bring quick relief as we press on and heed his command. Through the ages eternal we'll prove all the marvels of infinite grace, and forever rejoice that we walked in the light by the Spirit and quickened our pace. In the glory we will find a reward. We will walk on the evergreen plain, and forever have Jesus, our bridegroom, in sight as a certain and eternal gain. This is like a family affair. The father is giving his children some good advice and instruction. It is sweet and precious to see how he talks to his little children. We find the second division in this chapter from verse 12 through verse 27, which is growth by the truth which manifests the light. We grow in the truth, and the truth manifests all these wonderful instructive things. As we grow in the truth, this life of Christ is manifested and the light shows us up. When we walk in the light, we are shown up to ourselves and others, and God is shown up in us. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. 1 John 2, verse 12. Little children here is a different phrase than the one we read in other passages in this book. Here it refers to all the people of God. When we were first born of God, we were all little children, but now we have grown out of childish ways. We all had our sins forgiven, and we are in the domain of our Father. We are not seen as under the moral government of God, but we are in the Father's house, and he is dealing with us. John is talking of the Father, our dwelling in his house, and the Father is talking to us. When I was first saved, I was thinking all the time of my Father, and over I said, God is my Father. The young men know they are Christians and are going on because they have been tested. God lets his little children, as they go on growing up, begin to know him, and then they are able to stand a test. Every one of us has been carried around at first, but after we get a little stronger, he allows us to have tests. We have to be tested and tried in order to stand the tests. We are not to run away, to come back and fight another day, because we might have to fight harder than we would have the first day. When we stand the test and take it on the chin, we overcome and are ready for another battle. Every time we stand a test, standing loyal and true to God, rejoicing in what he has allowed, and taking it from his hand, we are strengthened wonderfully. Then we are able to stand a greater test the next time. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. 1 John 2:13. Overcoming the wicked one is overcoming the devil, who does not want us to have any victory. The three Hebrew children came out of the fiery furnace without a hair being singed. Sometimes we come out of a terrible battle and there is no trace of the fire on us. No one would know we were in a battle. When we overcome, that pleases God. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2, verse 14. To know him yourself from the beginning is to be like him. When you know someone very well, you become like them. Young men refers to young women as well, those who are going on to maturity. The fathers speaks of those mature folk who are going on and who are helping others. This word abide is mentioned approximately 20 times in 1 John. If the word abides in us, we are going somewhere, because that word is powerful and it is going to take us on. Isn't this a wonderful eulogy of the young men in this verse? We attain something when we go on with the Lord. The Lord knocks us down spiritually for a cause. If he allows something to knock us over, there is a reason for it, because he wants us to come out of it stronger than when we went into it. Young people who are going on have gotten something already. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. 1 John 2:15. How can we be an overcomer if we love the world and the things in the world? We cannot love the world and the Father too. This is Father John telling us this. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2, verse 16. There is a little reference here to Eve. She looked at the tree, and it looked good to her. She was drawn to it by her soul. And then she began to think of how wise she would be if she ate of it. These lusts are in the world today: lust of the flesh, eating and drinking; lust of the eyes, clothes, cars, fine houses, furniture; and pride of life, to be big and have a great place in this world. Notice none of these things are of the Father. God didn't put the things here that belong to the old creation. Man sought them out and found these things, and the devil has something that will appeal to every individual. We lose out with the Father if we yield to the flesh. Of course, he won't send his little children to hell, but we would lose out if in every way by losing the victory and our reward. And the world passeth away and the lusts thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. 1 John 2:17. The world passes away. This is what I say all the time. Let's all learn this so the world will not get a hold of our hearts. The world, all the beautiful things, honors, and glory of this world will pass away. The Word of God is built up in he that doeth the will of God. It lives in him, making him strong, and he abides forever. Little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. 1 John 2, verse 18. There are many false teachers in the world. An Antichrist is someone who puts themselves up as God. There will be one mighty being whom the devil will raise up and have control of him. Others have some of the spirit of Antichrist, speaking something contrary to the Word of God. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. 1 John 2, verse 19. Doctrinally, they had gone out from them. Christendom is full of false teachers who are not true to God. They deny Jesus Christ, his blood, and his death. The truth is manifest in us and growing up in us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. 1 John 2:20. This unction from the Holy One does not even make us to have earthly teachers. No Holy Spirit-filled teacher wants the people occupied with himself, but with the Lord and with the Word. These good teachers and God-given teachers are working to that objective, that the people will be grown up enough that they will not need their teaching anymore, but will just need the Holy Spirit, who will guide you into all truth. John 16, verse 13. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. 1 John 2:21. When you are born of the Spirit of God, you know the truth and can discern a lie and will know when people are lying about the Word of God. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. But he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. 1 John 2, verses 22 through 24. They were denying that Jesus is the Christ in the day of John. Note that Messiah means anointed of God. One cannot really believe on the Son without believing on the Father. And this is the promise that he hath promised us, even eternal life. 1 John 2:25. Isn't that a wonderful promise? He will not give us any less than that when we are saved. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. 1 John 2:26. He was guarding the family of God that they would not be seduced and led astray. But the anointing which ye have received of him abideth in you, and ye need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, ye shall abide in him. 1 John 2:27. The anointing of the Holy Spirit abides in us. We had a demonstration of that the other night at the Bible school. The children had been praying all week for an anointing of the Spirit, and they surely received it Thursday night. No matter where we go, what we do, or what we say, the Holy Spirit is in us and will never leave us. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If ye know that he is righteous, ye know that every one that doeth righteousness is born of him. 1 John 2, verses 28 and 29. Abiding and confiding. I have learned the wondrous secret of abiding in the Lord. I have found the strength and sweetness of confiding in his word. I have tasted life's pure fountain. I am drinking of his blood. I have lost myself in Jesus. I am sinking into God. I was crucified with Jesus, and he lives and reigns in me. I have ceased from all my struggling. 'Tis no longer I, but he. All my will is yielded to him, and his spirit dwells within, and his precious blood each moment keeps me cleansed and free from sin. All my cares I cast upon him, and he bears them all away. All my fears and griefs I tell him, all my needs from day to day. All my strength I draw from Jesus, by his breath I live and move. Even his very mind he gives me, and his faith and life and love. For my words I take his wisdom, for my works his spirit's power, for my ways his gracious presence guides and guards me every hour. Of my heart he is the portion, of my joy the boundless spring, Savior, sanctifier, healer, glorious Lord and coming King. Chorus. I am abiding in the Lord and confiding in his word, and I'm hiding, safely hiding, in the bosom of his love.